All right, so about tonight, though, do you guys want to do a little something? Or
if you're willing to, yeah.
Too. I mean, yeah, okay, fine.
No qualms for me.
Because I'm noticing that both Solomon and Vadis are in the midst of research papers to publish as well. At least that's what my session notes for the prior session was. Vadis, start research to publish the transcendental nature of explosions and how they transcend time and destiny.
Yes, thank you for writing that down, because I don't think I did.
Yeah, I'm trying to look. I know I'm looking at something. I can't remember what the hell, though.
Potions and psychoactives, tradition and pig smokes and other such colleges currently as designer drugs. That's what I have written down for you.
That sounds right.
Oh, and Vadis with the subtitle of Explosions Happen Preordained.
It's not in my notes section. It's actually, and I have a dedicated researching section on my sheet. That's why I couldn't find it. Thaumaturgical pharmaceuticals and their influence upon academic subcultures. There we are.
Nice. Well, let's go ahead and handle that. So we'll go ahead and call this session 5. I don't like doing the sessions 4.5 and such, because I always get lost when I do the announcement for the sessions. So we'll call this session 5. And Solomon, tell us what the name of your paper is again.
It is Thaumaturgical Pharmaceuticals and Their Influence Upon Academic Subcultures.
Very nice. We are going into the fall semester, by the way. So we are going to pick up this next story arc in October. So you've had several weeks now to work on your paper. So let's go ahead and do a delving deeper roll to see how many boxes you can check off.
All right. Hold on. That is a academics roll.
It is. Let's see. Delve deeper is
research. All right. Oh, Lord.
Four.
Thaumaturgical substances have negative effects on research. That's
no, it just basically means that your research isn't bringing anything new to your publication paper. So you're unable to check off any boxes.
All right. Currently, I've got one box checked off. And wouldn't we have to check off all of them to publish, or...
Yes. And when you get down to your last few boxes, remember you can enlist sub-authors. So like you can talk to other characters if they're willing to put their names on your paper. For each person, you can check off another box and they get publication credits as well.
Gotcha.
Yep. All right. So what was Vadis's? Tell us what the name of your paper is and then give us a delving deeper role.
Let's see. The Transcendental Nature of Explosions, I believe it was. And subtitle, Explosions are Preordained. So, Vadis, in the midst of research, which looks a lot like a buffet lunch, suddenly realizes he's supposed to be doing academics. And he's like, oh no! And quickly scooping up more food onto his plate, he shuffles out into... the courtyard of the explosions building. Really, it's the elements building, but it's all about explosions. Let's be honest, people. So he had encountered somebody being exploded like forward into time and or possibly backwards. He didn't get a lot of answers from the man before he exploded somewhere else again. But he's just here in the courtyard. And he's like, all right, now. And nothing happens.
So let's have the roll.
Damn it! And then he casts an explosion himself. And then I roll. Let's see.
Plus research.
My research is 0, so 7.
All right, so check off one box on your research track. And so what one thing did you find out new about your thesis statement?
While preordained, without the help of the, forecast department, the people that see into the future, they cannot be... expected. Preordained does not equal, known occurrence. Just that they will happen, you just can't necessarily schedule them.
Mm-hmm. All right. So when we had a little interlude last time that was not recorded, but in that interlude, I believe it was King first, that Beth, who is the mortal house of an elder goddess, had come to your classroom, showing you that she has an unusual skin condition that is developing that apparently the health department here on campus is unable to help with. And was it Vadis? Were you the one who... No, you weren't here, actually. So let's actually take care of that as well. Would you like to teach?
Are you talking specifically to Vadis or Caden?
Yes. Would Vadis like to teach?
Yes. Vadis is not a bad teacher, actually.
Okay.
He's fairly charismatic. His classroom is kind of like a worn, torn bunker. He's got his very nice desk, the blackboard behind him, very collegiate, wood paneling and walls. But that's his side of the classroom. The other side of the classroom is like concrete bunkers, fortified blast shields with a pit in the middle that is has explosion scorch markings all over the middle because explosions.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a plus charisma roll to see how the teaching goes for this week.
It's going to be one, so... he's not filling his Wheaties because, you know, he's just so disappointed about his research. He doesn't want to have to get the divination department. That's the name of them. It's hard to remember departments that are, you know, naturally exploding all the time. And he's like, it's self-study today. And that is, so basically he's self-studying. So all the, it's kind of like a boot fight, but with magic and people are just throwing explosions at each other. And Vadis is just, kicking back with his feet on the desk.
So Vadis has basically brought out the film projector and just loaded up a film for the students to watch.
Here, use this as research material and puts on some Michael Bay.
All right. So I'm going to get you guys together here, and you're going to be meeting up at the coffee shop, the secret hidden coffee shop that everyone knows about now.
I have a question for you there.
Oh. Sure.
Since I failed that role, do I mark experience?
No. No, you've actually failed the role. So yes, you do. Sorry.
Okay, I had the follow-up question, same question regarding my research.
Yes, go ahead.
Mark okay, that experience. does put me at 5.
All right. Well, so I at level 5, up. Then you level up. Yes.
All right.
Or you can mark on tenure and level up again next time you fail the role.
I'm taking inadvisable stimulants.
Perfect. It goes right with your research paper.
Yes, that seems to be the obvious one.
Why don't you tell the audience what that does?
Yes, I will. One second.
Also me, since...
inadvisable stimulants. When you jack yourself up with excessive or dangerous stimulants, you become hurt and gain one hold for Publish or Perish, which is one of my other moves. If you are already hurt, you are taken out, but it is not until the end of the scene, giving you a chance to spend that hold to achieve something before you are whisked off to the medical wing.
Nice.
I have another question.
Mm-hmm.
My teaching assistant, Doug Hades, specializes in Delve Deeper. Can I have him also be doing research for me regarding this?
Certainly, yes. That is a thing that research assistants do.
So he's going to go from party to party over the weekend and just hand out, like candy, whatever we happen to have lying around in the back room.
All right. Go ahead and roll a Delving Deeper for him, then.
And that just uses my stats, yes?
Unless you have given him a stat.
I don't believe that's how it works, but I don't...
Well, you can, with the TAs, I think you can determine one thing about them.
I don't, maybe. I haven't, so...
Let me look at it.
Right. I have only seen the playbooks themselves, so I have not seen the rules for this system.
Mm-hmm. I copy right here. System.
Teaching assistance, page 18. All right, our semi-player characters who can act on their behalf. This allows you to effectively be in two places at once or to act without risking your own skin. They may have other useful skills or qualities. When your main character is not in the scene, you control your TA. When your main character is in the scene, the MC controls your TA. Let's see.
Specialty is at plus one.
Specialist move, which they roll at plus one, and they roll minus one with everything else.
There it is. All right, so it's a plus one. So
which one is this plus one? Yeah, so you can define what his plus one is, and then
yeah, it is. I had it. It was
research.
It was delving deeper. Yeah.
Oh, delving deeper specifically.
Yep. Yeah, so each has a single specialist move. It's not actual stats. It's a specific move.
It's a move. Mm-hmm.
His was research.
I should open up mine.
Or delving deeper.
Go for it.
Let me go.
Figures out right. While he's out partying and collecting various substances.
He's taking notes and all that, like, oh, the little green ones do this.
I can imagine he's at one of these parties where everybody shows up with prescription drugs and they all toss it into a bowl.
Oh, yeah, like I may have been to those parties in the 90s. So that's an 8, which I believe is a partial success.
Yep. So you can mark 1 with a partial. I think you get 1 question, which translates to 1 box.
I believe you are correct. And that is done and done. I got my notes, Bob Professor.
So he comes back telling you about all the ill effects of mixing prescription drugs.
Ah, very interesting.
All right. So we'll take up the scene. Everyone else is busy right now, so Vadis is the only one you're able to consult with at this time, King. So you meet up at the secret hidden coffee shop, where apparently now they are featuring specialty coffees based off certain professors, and they don't tell you which professor, but today's is called The Inconsequential, which is a soy-free, caffeine-free, mild coffee with vanilla tones.
Oh, man, what's the point?
No, I don't know.
I can actually specialize in 2. That's right. So my teaching assistant, because of the my playbook.
Yeah.
So he's got cast a spell as well. Got it. Okay. All right. But yeah, I'm like, it's caffeine-free, mild. What's the point, man?
It's clearly for those that enjoy the actual taste and flavor of coffee, naturally.
Ugh.
What? It's better for mixing with whiskey.
Well, I'll give you that.
As I, pour in a couple shots.
And I'm ordering my usual, devil sledgehammer.
The whiskey also makes it flammable.
I'll pour it in, son. I got the devil sledgehammer here, six shots of espresso.
With a chili pepper.
Lefebvre in Oberlin, Ohio used to have that drink. Not with the chili pepper, but...
Jesus. Nice. Did it cause many heart attacks?
It didn't do me any harm. Not
you were
at
19, a younger man
not,
then.
Well, yes, I was a younger man then.
So, King, let's say that King called Vadis to meet here about the problem with Beth. And so we'll take it up in the coffee shop after you guys have ordered your various caffeinated or non-caffeinated foamy beverages.
I glance over at the counter glass display case. I'm like, I heard there would be scones.
Is there
I've heard no such thing, but he's waiting for scones to be ordered.
I wouldn't stand for that kind of thing if I were you.
Well, there's only so many places I'm still allowed in sometimes.
So
best not to... Also, I am the Albatross, and I'm hovering about, secretly gloating at the death of someone else's career.
Vadis, you turn your head looking around for scones, and when you turn back, there is a plate on the counter with a scone blueberry in front of you.
Damn right. They see, that's how it happens. And I eat the scone unworried about...
Put that out in the universe.
Yep. It just exploded into existence.
That's the secret.
Absolutely. Everything is explosions. Welcome to my philosophy.
So, you know, that cute little thing that the Earth Goddess is hanging out in nowadays? Her physical manifestation?
Yes, the Earth Goddess whose invasion I single-handedly thwarted, I believe. It was the case, right? Yes, yes. Sure. I remember Beth.
So she's got this like rash or some kind of skin condition that apparently the folks down at the medical wing can't figure out.
Have you been having unsanctioned liaisons? Have you been sleeping with students again?
I don't have to answer that. And it's not me, it's her.
Well, common vector. Have any of your other students been experiencing this rash?
I don't think so.
You may want to check on that.
I'll bring that up for the next topic of study when I teach again. No, I'm concerned like maybe her like corporeal form is rejecting her, you know, sublime,
yes,
you know, deific nature. Might be worth doing some research.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
Perhaps even making
normally, I would assume that the corporeal form would explode from being unable to withstand the pressure applied by the divine being within it. But, I mean, that just makes sense, right? It falls.
Agreed.
Breaking out to a rash.
Yeah.
That's true. Could be the warning sign.
It could
sign,
be a low-level
like
slow
case,
explosion.
About to burst. But what kind of rash? Are you just say rash? Is this a general description, or?
What did it look like, Bert? I can't recall.
Scaliness of the skin, red, inflamed.
I mean, she's not
like the flesh. Yeah,
other alternative explanation other than outright exploding, which this does not seem to be the case, unless it's a, you know, a fuse delay situation, is that her corporeal form is undergoing a conversion process to better accommodate her divine nature, or, you know, just changing into a beast.
It's possible.
If she sprouts fur, that's a definite indication. Just saying. Scales hard to display, but it could be evolving into some kind of ultimate battle form. Well, you know, it happens. Then you have to take explosions to them to, you know, scour the earth of their presence. She's all right. I mean,
well,
once she understood that I had waylaid down all her possessed minions, she was, you know, okay, my book. Also,
as you guys are talking, in the background, frame goes to, there's a bunch of students, they're all looking through their cell phones, scanning around the rooms, trying, you know, positioning themselves in odd ways to angle their cameras just so.
Are they trying to record our conversations?
You don't think so. You knew, this is from last time, that the current craze on campus is capturing monsters on cell
because
phones.
Because the possessed creatures got to supernaturally catch them
thing.
All. Vadis scooched back in his two chairs because he's enormously fat. He has a very unique body type. He's just like entirely rotund and round, kind of like a cannonball, but he displays amazing vigor and finesse when moving about. It's like mind-boggling. It's like if a ballerina was wearing a fat suit. So, yes, exactly.
He's got that Chris Farley dexterity. He's
not a guy to shy away from fisticuffs or anything of that nature. He is, very stout, let's say. He's just the most unimaginably broad person you've ever seen. He does get charged for two seats on airlines if he were ever to deign to go on one and not explode it out of the sky.
His body itself is exploding.
So, as this is going on, a rather skinny student, obviously a freshman, approaches you, looking at you, Vadis, through his cell phone, and he's kind of ignoring you. And he
gets exploded
really close to your personal space as he's kind of shoving his cell phone right up against
he gets exploded.
The left side of your face and neck.
Somebody's coming at him with an electronic device. Explosion!
Okay.
No hesitation. All right.
All right. Cast a spell.
Gets exploded good. Let's see. Where's the table I have to read off of for that? I got a partial success. Let's see. Cast a spell. Basic move sheets. There we go.
See, on a 7 or 9, choose 2. Yes.
7 to 9, choose 2. You're still doing some of the spell and magic. The magic is short lived and otherwise temporary because it's an explosion. The magic affects far more than
you don't actually have to read it off. You can, sure. You can choose in your head if you want, and then just tell me, narrate what happens would be fine.
All right, it's a short-lived explosion, but he just flicks his hand while the guy's walking up to him. Goes, he could be a student from his class come to ask him a question. How dare he approach him outside of class or his office? So just flick of his wrist, he gets exploded backwards and barrels down. And like he was bowling, he takes out a cluster of other students with cell phones, knocking them all down.
Okay. He drops his cell phone on the ground near you as he is exploded backwards. And captured in the frame is, a picture of you. He is running the specialty app that all the students are using for this that allows them allows the cell phone to see into the ether. And so your form on the screen is kind of this luminous green. And then you see all these like finger sized maggot like things crawling all over you. And he seems to have captured one on his phone.
Vadis only notices this once King goes, "Eek!" and looks to see what is disgusting King. He's like, picks up this this delicate electronic device. It's actually probably quite sturdy, but picks it up, his fingers on the screen, breaking it a little bit, because he just doesn't understand his own power sometimes. Glances into the screen, sees these magic things. Does it provide any information about it, the captured creature? Like name?
As a matter of fact, it does. It tells you that its rarity level is rare. Apparently, they are hunger maggots, little low level hellion beings that cause the person that is infested with them to overeat and overindulge.
How dare they? These vices are my own. I will destroy them all. And I King, you may want to step back.
I'm over here.
I prepare to King already knows. And basically, like giving himself a flea bath, he envelops himself into with a mighty inferno.
I am recording explosion. This on my phone.
Nice.
Not yet, but I'm thinking about picking
it
up.
Phone?
So, do you need me to roll sorcery again?
Nah, since it's not really affecting another person and it is kind of your thing, we'll let it go. So, yes. So does it consume your clothing?
No, because I am a master of my element. I am more or less immune to it.
All right. All right, so there is a like a popping sound as air is pulled into the suddenly burned out air in a tight little cone around you. It's creating a small vacuum as a popping sound as the air fills that void again.
How dare they try to influence my vices? I'm quite capable of overindulging by myself. Thank you. As I eat another scone that has now appeared in front of me.
I am going to find the cutest freshman girl in here and ask her where to find this app at, pretending like I don't know how to use Google Play.
Right. Oh, Professor King, it's very simple. Gets very close. Shows you how to find it on the Pig Smoke App Store.
All right. Very good. Ain't you in one of my classes?
Bats her eyes. It says, yeah, I'm a sophomore this year. I had you my freshman year. I wasn't able to get back into your courses. It's so popular.
Ah, you should let me know. Make pull some strings.
Well, here's my email.
I will totally take that. Thank you.
I start examining other people, namely King with his stolen cell phone that Lattice has. Okay. He has no use for electronics.
Sure. It's got a slightly cracked screen, as you had stated, but you look around and the app is still active. And just, you know, you see different everything that is that your normal eyes can see is kind of cast in this shade of green, almost as if it were night vision. But other things stand out in like brilliant technicolor, almost cartoonish like, as you see various beings tucked and hiding around the room, most of them trying to flee from the students who are trying to capture them in the film and in scene or in the camera. And it seems that like it actually does. Like you watch as a student clicks his record button on his cell phone and the creature is sucked up into a cell phone.
I got a crazy idea. I wonder if, I mean, it seems like the kind of thing that they should have looked at in the medical wing, but I wonder what would happen if I use this on Beth.
You should do that. Also, does King display any...
Should do that.
Like hunger maggots or something?
Yeah, I'm actually selfieing myself
actually,
with this.
Actually, King
while I'm
has a whole bunch of lower-level demonlings that are just kind of hanging around, playing cards, throwing dice around on the floor.
that's typical. New. Hey, King...
Hey, fellas.
And, okay, one last experiment real quick. And point the doohickey over here. And Vadis crushes the phone in his hand. See if anything is released.
Okay. Yeah, interesting.
Oh, okay,
And no, it does not seem like it. Nothing really happens that you could visually see anyway.
And then he just tosses the pile of junk over his shoulder to some sobbing student.
Meanwhile, the student now suffering third-degree burns is being carted off to the hospital wing.
To the baddest department. It's very popular there. Has the most staff.
A portion of your paycheck goes to the
baddest ward.
That is something that's just been hammered out over time. A portion of your paycheck, burn ward.
Well, you know, explosions result in all sorts of wounds. They're fortunate they only have burns. Sometimes they have a rendering of the soul, and that's bad. Okay, let's... I suppose you have a new diagnostic tool on yourself now, King. Let's go see this Beth person. See if...
Yes.
Man, I can't even remember how I actually voiced Badass. So, you know. Anyway.
I will call her up and make arrangements to meet somewhere.
Sure.
Your diagnostic tool, it has so many uses. It also lets you contact her. Amazing!
It's amazing what they can do.
Call or text?
With surgery. I'll text. I'm okay. Cool.
Then you get an autoresponder back that just says, in class.
Well, that won't stop you from calling.
Yeah, Professor, I will call her up in class.
All right. All right, so it rings for a bit, but it does eventually pick up. And here, Beth on the other end, she sounds slightly out of breath. It says, who's calling? I'm in the middle of class.
It's me, Professor King.
Oh, Professor King. What can I do for you?
We need to meet somewhere. I've got a new experiment to try to see what the problem is with your condition.
Okay, well, class is just over. I've got a lunch period now. Meet you in the cafeteria.
Great.
What class was
she in? Come on, Vadis.
All right. So are we exploding there or taking the scenic route?
I think we'd probably take... We got time to take the scenic route, I think.
Through hell we go. Open your portal.
You go to the portal there. We can say this is the inconsequential there. Magic that you're used to doing.
This scenic route.
Yes. You get to see the lower levels.
We're professors. We don't walk. Uh-oh. Somebody showed up.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Hey, Marcus, you here? Are you here on accident?
And it seems like Marcus is joining us.
Okay, well, that makes a perfect sense then that we will, you will step out of your portal from hell, guys, ending up in the cafeteria where they're quite used to this thing by now. Although.
Oh, Seymour is here. He's waiting for a decent lunch.
We're going to have a lot of.
And you see Seymour something.
That's right. There's
Seymour something Mortimer the Third sitting at a table by himself as his
animated skeletons. The once they've been sanitized, they're probably more sanitary than the actual food workers.
Sanitary.
Everyone knows that a skeleton's mouth is cleaner than your own mouth.
The cafeteria workers just run them through the Hobart machines and steam them off, and they're fine.
They don't even need gloves after that.
I'll keep punching through them with those little pointy finger bones.
So you arrive shortly before Beth, who walks in, just goes down to prepare a coffee, sees you, waves. And so you guys see Mortimer there. Want to take a seat with Mortimer? Or?
Sure.
All right.
Hey, Morty. Plop.
Hello.
Taking a sandwich off your plate.
How's the fodder department? As Bettis sits down as well.
Takes the other sandwich.
I look confused as I made sure, as I'm wondering where these sandwiches came from. Just, and I look at one of the undead and see my assistant who just seems to be in the back having left and just nodding towards me and going, because I normally don't eat sandwiches for lunch. I grab the other food. And I just nod, knowing he's smarter than I am.
He was expecting this. The baddest contingency. Right, always so have food on that table.
Beth approaches the table. Coffee.
We call it the baddest tax.
Baddest tax.
There you go. So her rash is spread. It was just on inside of her wrist earlier today. Now it's up to her elbow. It's very angry, red, and scaly.
Huh.
All right.
What class did you just come from?
Hmm? Oh, yeah, you were intermediate healing.
Didn't go so well, did it?
Oh, no. It was a great class. We were working on sucking chest wounds today.
Oh, I was hoping they thought they were working on the rash. Never
mind.
Like
your makeup when you do that.
I just shrug, continue eating. This is my life now.
So what would you like to see me about, Professor?
Well, we've got this new app that all the kids are crazy about. It kind of sees into the spirit plane and all that, and the monsters and all that. And some of them seem to be connected to, the psychosomatic resonance of its occupants. I'm going to see. I'd like to see, and this really seems the kind of thing they should have checked at the medical wing, but you know how they are. See if that has anything around here with this mysterious skin condition here. So if you just roll up your sleeve a bit there, I'll bring up the app. Beep, boop, boop.
Okay. So looking through the cell phone, you see the hazy green outline of the child body before you, but kind of superimposed over it and squished down into this itty bitty space, but you kind of get the feeling of immenseness anyway. A four-legged, elephantine legs swarming with tentacle and mouths. Being one of its tentacles that is kind of in the place of Beth's arm, the tentacle itself looks to have the same rash on it.
Hmm. And no, critters around it or anything?
No. Your cell phone is when it's got where it says rarity and all this. It looks like the app just kind of crashed out as it just got all these weird letters and characters.
Sure, can't identify. All right, so it does actually seem like this disease. I'll show my professors, my compatriots. That does look like this condition or disease does go all the way down to the actual, etheric body.
Huh. See, what department
all the way down to the prana.
I mean, this would be somewhat tangential with the summoning binding, I suppose. It's it's tangential to summoning binding. Have we checked the Vivimancy department?
Yeah, that's where they didn't have any. That's the medical wing. They had nothing.
Well, they are treating something beyond mortal kin.
That sounds more like the seeing department, but I don't see how we could find them.
That's true. They find you.
I look around just in case there's someone from the seeing department who can see into the ether and is arriving to tell us about this issue.
No, but you do see that there's a greeting card laying on your desk or on the table.
I look at the greeting card. Did any of you see when that got here?
It was here when we got here.
You didn't bring that?
No.
It has the embossed seal of the department in question. On the inside, it simply says, "We ain't touching this with a 10-foot pole."
Snobs.
I just go, I don't remember that there when I sat here, and I didn't see anyone place it. I just kind of shrug and go, I thought we got rid of, I thought the time department ceased to exist such that this would have, forget it. They probably did it when I wasn't looking.
Time department.
This sounds like a thing to research.
I'm already busy with already other stayed, research.
The transcendental nature of Reminds explosions me. Just I, poofed into existence.
Have you examined, I have to ask this, have you examined whether these creatures have any effects on the preservations of the undead body?
We have not.
Because that's part of my research. I'm trying to find ways to preserve the undead bodies.
I think we're actually concerned with the preservation of the mortal form of this divine transcendental being upon which... Yeah, see, yeah.
Well, I mean, look, it's on her immortal form, too.
This might have consequences for the dean.
Boom, dean! Oh, I look at the woman in front of me. She's the one who came out with the portal with the animals.
Yes,
stuff,
yes,
right?
Yes. She is an elder goddess taking the form of one of the...
Yeah, that squiggly thing in there, that's her.
I nod and I kind of like just in the back of my mind, I start thinking, oh yeah, the prep person. Yeah. And then there's that look of, do I really want to help her?
Yes.
I just look at the app and go, your app crashed again.
Since you're just joining us,
reboot,
Marcus. Why don't you just why don't you give me a 2d6 roll? So you're rolling plus nothing.
Well, this is gonna end well.
See, it ended well.
9.
Okay. This is the move, a small incestuous world, which you roll whenever you eat or drink in a public place on campus. Marcus, choose one of these things. I'm just going to read them to you in case you don't have your book open there.
Yeah, I have it.
Oh, okay. Page 29. It's the 7-9 result under small incestuous world. You can just choose one.
Oh, I have the basic move sheet okay. open.
You can just choose one and narrate what happens to me.
I catch wind of some bad news that will affect my department.
All right, what is the bad news?
Well, unfortunately, it seems that some of the creatures... it seems that the creatures seem to... that are unseen, that seem to be, at least from my understanding, from what little I caught, seem to be affecting people, has caused, half of the department to get sick, and also seems to be affecting... Actually, I take that back. It seems to be affecting the morgue, and so there's a decrease in the supply of fresh bodies for experimentation. And so there's a bit of an issue on, making sure our department will have enough subjects to practice the bringing back of the dead.
Oh, no.
The
okay, death so part there's a department. Shortage of cadavers going on.
They seem to be disappearing due to weird creatures, probably. At least, I suspect it might have something to do with the app.
All right. So that's something you had noticed prior to everyone showing up. All right, carry on.
So, this rash thing. Have you noticed any coincidental advancement along any particular activities you are undertaking, Miss Beth?
Not particularly. It itches a lot. It's a little distracting. I'm not sure.
It could be, how strangely enough, a simple allergic reaction to being possessed. It'd be strange how nature do that sometimes.
I look at him and, you can be allergic to possession?
Well, normally human forms stand up pretty good until they just kind of split open like ripe fruits, but usually that takes several months to happen, and this one is pretty spacious in here.
And it's affecting her true form here. See? Tentacles. Got the rash.
I don't really see anything. The app crashed again.
Oh, damn it. All right, hold on. Screenshot it when it gets up again.
Well, I mean, probably back in my day, if we wanted to do some astral perception, we just have to explode our eyeballs. It's fine. They grow back.
It doesn't seem to be, unfortunately, I don't see any, that's the whole point of this, I don't seem to be any parasites or other creatures causing this, so I'm still not sure what the problem is.
Why don't you, have you tried looking around the area around her rather than herself to see if maybe there's something connected to it, since you're using it?
Yeah, that's a very good point. You know what? I don't trust this thing keeps crashing. I'm going to go there directly. Just give me a moment. And I'm going to grab his salt shaker, unscrew it, spin and make this little nice salt circle around me.
I protect my food from the salt.
Grabbing the ketchup and mustard bottle and making a series of sigils on the ground really quick. Nice. And planning to step on in to the astral realm.
I just sigh, realizing I've done nothing and my lunch has already been ruined. I did nothing to deserve this.
That's fairly inconsequential magic for Solomon, so we can say that, okay.
It's in my department too, so... Mm-hmm.
So, so her immortal form looks a lot like, if you are familiar with the H.P. Lovecraft mythos, it is a dark, yes, young-looking thing.
You don't say.
Does he have to make a sand
tree
track?
With four stumpy elephant legs and many tentacles and mouths?
Have you made your sand check yet?
That is a long time ago. Well past that point.
All right.
So yeah, now I'll take a look around here, see if there's a anything unusual. I mean, unusual for the given state of usual.
Well, other than the plethora of small astral or other planar creatures that seem to be congregating and being sucked up into people's cell phones, that's kind of new. I mean, Pigsmith University has always been a confluence of different realities, but this is a bit excessive. Nothing directly related to the goddess herself, though. I mean, you know, they're other than giving her a wide berth. And you can definitely see the wound on one of the goddess's tentacles now. It looks like the tentacle is just like wasting away, actually.
I want to see. And I'll cast a spell or however I need to go about doing this. It might just be a simple matter of observation. If all of these other planar etheric bodies, whatever, getting sucked into this app, if that is somehow leeching away her god form, like maybe low level eroding.
It's sucking away the sea that she swims.
Yeah, right, or even the sea that she is. Yeah, sucking away, because she's not a little tiny thing, but still might that kind of like spiritual vacuum might be sucking up some of her essence. So that's what I'd like to test for, either through simple observation and knowledge, or cast another spell in here.
Let's cast a spell.
All right. I'm basically taking some thaumic readings.
Go for it. It's plus sorcery.
Plus sorcery. A 9, which is actually pretty good because my sorcery is -1.
Sure. Just pick 2 from the list and just narrate how those 2 things happen.
Sorry, looking up the list. All right. I'm going to say that something goes wrong and I get hurt. I'm looking around back up and like a intellect devourer like bites me on the ankle.
Okay.
So that's 1.
And what is the other?
It's short-lived or otherwise temporary.
Okay. Because it's a quick observation spell. Okay. I'll tell you what, here's what you see. And this will go into you being hurt. As one of the ethereal beings nearby, and you're observing to see what influence it's having on the goddess as well. As the creature is being sucked into the cell phone, yes, a little bit of her essence is pulled in. And since you're kind of spiritual essence now as well, a little bit of you gets pulled in.
Okay. Abort! Back out! Get out of here!
The mustard on the floor to end your spell.
Ketchup works surprisingly well. People think it needs to be blood; it just has to be red.
Well, it's the fruit of the deadly nightshade. So yeah.
Are you done ruining my table and my lunch?
Nope. And I'll take your fries. So here's what I found out, and I will really. This app here seems to be causing stomach erosion on the other realm, and that's what affecting her. So we got to just convince all these students here that to stop playing their very very popular game. Really, it's kind of fun.
I mean, is this really our problem, though?
Like he's just suggested that we're going to change the color of the sky to be permanently green. I just start laughing.
Beth, don't listen to him. I will move heaven and earth to save you. Don't listen to that guy.
In other words, you're suggesting the near
impossible. No, it's not. I can just explode every single cell phone I come across. Problem solved.
Near impossible is just what I do.
You realize that that's going to open the school up to a lot of a liability, especially those who haven't signed the liability waivers for your class.
You sound like someone who's never done something sneaky.
Why do we associate with this guy?
I look at him and go, I'm retired.
You're retired, not dead.
Is it, though?
Wait, are you dead? I was never clear on that.
I'm actually not really clear either.
I'm alive and not undead.
Seemed rude to ask.
Yeah, I mean, you got a backup.
Well, what you got to lose?
Yeah.
My job?
Here's what I think.
Work for Tigger.
Here's what I think.
I
got a
plan.
Here's
what
you should do. You know,
I just facepalm. I'm like,
I think we should go find the central server for this
like
app.
A plan.
And I think
I'm all on board. I heard explosions. Also,
come on, Seymour. It's possibly illegal. You got to miss that, right?
I look at him like. I survived many, many years by not being directly connected to the illegal. They never got me for any crime.
Until tax evasion.
They never will.
All these undocumented workers.
No.
See, but we're counting on that
kind
of lucky streak.
No, I made sure to document all my workers. That's Tim. That's mortal enemy number 5. And that right there, that zombie right there.
What about Enrique over there,
his
who was clearly an immigrant, undocumented? Thank you.
No, he has an HB1
visa. Those expire.
Yeah, I got him permanent citizenship. He married Charisse over there. I point to the
citizenship
that has a bow.
No citizenship, more permanent in the graveyard, right?
I'm not too clear on that. Doesn't it expire upon death, too?
And actually, I found a fun loophole. Well, technically, there's a loophole that Born does not... I got a really good lawyer that they were born again, and so he was born on American soil. Therefore, a U.S. citizen when he was born again as a skeleton.
That's fantastic.
Like the
but we're also on the campus right now. And as everybody knows, the campus is extra dimensional and extraterritorial space.
I think it still qualifies as
U.S.
territory.
I think
that was part of the,
I think
part of the dean's agreement or something. I remember signing that I was on. There's a reason there's still the U.S. flag with that school flag.
I don't think that's quite true.
You know, I always thought that...
I'm not Vadis.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah.
I'm arguing
whatever,
Vadis,
they're
yeah.
just fodder.
Now, if you want to claim the dean might not be U.S., I'd say he's probably
so was the
before
campus.
The U.S., but we never know.
I hate to interrupt you guys, but I do have a class starting soon.
Okay, Veth. Yeah, we're gonna take care of this.
You might wanna,
don't you worry, none.
You should go to your class. They're just discussing things that I'm probably gonna go look.
No, you're already an accomplice.
I don't know if you heard the news, but my department is having a
bit
of issues right now.
You would just be asking me to make some more for you,
Seymour. Seymour, look how sad Beth is. Don't you want to help her out?
I nearly lost my soul.
Beth actually looks quite perky. She.
I'm showing them the real picture. Look how sad she is. She's crying on the inside.
I look at you again and lean in closer and go, I nearly lost my soul and was attacked by an undead student and rodent.
I mean, I can get your soul back for you.
I already have
my
soul back.
Hey, I stopped the rodent invasion. What
fun.
Do you want?
Do you know how painful that
is? Yes, we do. Happens every...
Yes,
I do.
I have not made my phylactery yet, so I would like to not have to worry about soul things. Those that cross the soul line do not get my trust or my help.
But what about the research?
I would be more interested in the creatures they're capturing and their ability to help with the body preservation to help deal with the shortage problem.
I'm going to bring up as an arguing point that you guys could use is the very real fact that regardless of how you feel about the Elder Goddess that is currently on your campus. It isn't inhabiting the body of someone that the dean would be very miffed at.
Remind me who the body belongs to.
About that. Okay, if we...
In one of our last episodes, you were called to the dean's office, and as a very unusual thing, you were allowed into his inner sanctum, in which he was not there. But there were pictures all over his walls showing basically his family line. In the last picture on the wall was a smiling Beth.
Tell you what here, Seymour. What if we helped you get
and or more fresh bodies?
Then you won't have anything to worry about, right?
I'll take the more fresh bodies, but
I mean, I can pull some strings and I'm probably get a phylactery here pretty soon.
I don't need the phylactery. No, I would rather make my own phylactery to make sure no one knows what it looks like or is.
I'll get you a
Do you want to know?
Get you a phylactery.
Do you know what my grandfather told me? You make your phylactery the most innocuous thing, and you put it in the most innocuous place so that no one will realize it's
Dick Van Dyke trips over the ottoman, and you're out of a phylactery. What are you going to do?
No, my favorite was the story my grandfather told me of one of my distant relations who hid their phylactery as a brick in a building. They lasted many, many years.
Oh, was that him? I'm
except for
sorry
the fact that they decided
that.
To redo that.
Decision. My bad.
So are one of you going to mention the thing that are one of you going to mention the Bert thing? Because I don't think my character's remembering that right now. He's thinking of he's thinking of the elder god that I've been shown rather than the
okay,
woman
if you don't
there.
Want to... If you don't want to help the dean's
Beth is actually
descendant and direct descendant and say so something, yeah, that's your business.
Great great grandniece or something. Yeah.
We're working for tenure.
Yeah, I would hate if the if she something happened to that mortal form and like the dean found out who didn't help her.
I hate you so much.
I'm
used to that.
I'm just so happy about it.
You know. One of these days, I'm going to hope you get hurt, and I'm going to make sure to steal all the life from you I can.
I think I can deal with that.
You're going to wait for me to get hurt? Where have you been on all the past occasions? Chuckles hardly.
Hurt right now. Nasty intellect devourer bite.
Let's get out of here.
All right. All right, let's find out where the servers are for this thing.
And Battis raises up fingers and does air quotes, actual air quotes.
Ew.
App on your doodad. Does it have information about who made it?
Let me look in the about section of the app.
Why don't you just go to the app store?
Yes, the app has the emblem of the most ubiquitous and feared software conglomeration of the trademark is M dollar sign.
Mad money. I narrow my eyes. Mad
All
money.
Right. Does that tell us where they might be located?
You can do a simple web search, and yes, they are.
I will
they
do.
Are based out of Redmond.
Which is where in relation to us?
Well, that's just...
Hey, I wasn't kidding!
Kind of an extra planar location, so it's just as close to any place in real world as any other place in real world.
All right, let's go to Redmond.
Told you, extra juristic... legal term territory. Thank you.
Extrajudicial.
Yep. Essentially, everything is within an hour of Big Smoke. Everything is within
the real
an
trick
hour
is getting within an hour.
This is how it works.
But why did it seem like it needed to take us longer to get to Vegas?
Well, Vegas also is an extraplanar space, really.
Well,
it's the city of sin, more literally than apparently we thought.
The problem with Vegas is also the traffic. Thanks.
That too. All right. So
sounds like an opportunity for explosions.
So, what does King's car look like?
Oh, it's
better than my Pinto.
It's actually not that great. It's an old Black IROC, of course.
Okay, so an hour later, you arrive at the outskirts of Seattle, Washington, blocks away from the Redmond facility. It's actually more of a compound. It's a foreboding six-story concrete and glass structure that is surrounded by wrought iron fences.
Battis stares up at this building, crosses his arms, and mutters, I've seen
There's
evil
literally
buildings.
Storm clouds crackling near the rooftops of the
See
building.
Seymour, your grandfather had much more sinister taste than this place.
I read it about a 7 out of 10.
Seems fair.
I've seen better, but it hits the
like
solid
I said,
base.
Your grandfather.
And actually, as I'm looking at this building, thinking about my prior history, is this someone I may have worked and or dealt with in the past, and or possibly betrayed them before they betrayed me, or had them betray me, etc.?
Oh, yes, the Gates family was well known for their necromantic powers and abilities. More of a colleague of your father's.
Ah. Never did figure out what happened to my father. Just disappeared. Grandfather, I'm pretty sure, is still in undeath somewhere, but they just disappeared.
And so Vadis waddles forth to the door. And these doors better know better than to try to keep him out.
Actually, two black-clad armed guards step out of the watchtowers that are near the front gates. Big smiles are painted on there. They've got like these helmets with the plastic visors down. And these big the visors are painted yellow. And they've got these big toothy smiles on them. How can we help you folks today? Says a crackling voice over a
Mattis cracks his knuckles.
Intercom.
King, did you want to try the carrot first?
Yeah, I'll try that. Hey, pals, how's it going? How's it going, guys? Hey, here's the thing. We just need to find where the central server room is for this, what's this app called again?
I feel like I should
Monsters
be
of plenty.
Plumbing even more, but I try to keep a We're straight just... face as I look at the skeletons I've brought that are probably still with the car
we're just such big fans, and we're teachers at a local community college, probably hadn't heard of. We just want to like see how it's done, maybe think about maybe taking like a field trip here for our students. It'd be great if you could show us where it is, you know.
Sounds an awful lot like schmoozing.
Sure does. How about a 10?
Oh wow.
Ooh,
nice.
All right.
They'll do something simple for you or something big and complex if you give them payment, favor, or bribe.
All right. There is a tingling sensation that all of you get as one of them seems to peer at you from top to bottom. And you hear a crackle over his shoulder-mounted speaker before you hear a voice saying, "Why, certainly. Always enjoy guests from Pig Smoke." The guard walks over to
I didn't
the gate
say that.
And opens the gate, ushering you in. The other one, again, his shoulder-mounted intercom crackles, and it's the same voice that came out of the other one's intercom.
Yeah.
Follow me, please.
Oh, yeah. It feels great.
I got a good feeling about
knew
this.
They would
Let's
open
go.
Up the doors. They knew better. Waddle in. Spy traveler.
King Charm.
There's a foreboding sound of metal clanking together and many locks being engaged as the gates lock behind you as you follow the lone guard onto campus.
I nod, and yep, still, I'd almost give them a half point up for that. Nice
atmosphere,
sound,
you gotta,
nice
you gotta give them props for atmosphere.
They have got a good designer, yeah. That's not that bad.
I'm just wondering how much energy they use, how much magical energy they use maintaining the clouds. That was always one of the more expensive aspects, was keeping the weather how you wanted it.
Is that what the cloud is?
Well, it's a mix of...
I keep hearing about it, and I was curious.
What? No, different cloud. Different cloud.
No.
The guard takes you down expertly manicured lawns. There are shrubbery that have been expertly cut into shapes of various animals and humans. All of them seem to have rictus grins on their faces.
You know, it didn't occur to me. It probably should occur to me a lot sooner than this, but I didn't realize. It didn't really put in my head that if they are making magical, etherical monster catching devices, they probably know a thing or two about sorcery. I didn't really think about that until just now.
I look at him like he's the stupidest man alive.
Oh, I just didn't care. Excitement,
you know? I feel like my character this entire time is doing nothing but have, like, he's got, like, a palm on his face, but he's looking out through between his fingers, you know? He makes sure that he can just see everything and has it such that he is just in a permanent face palm.
Morty, you're going to strain your eyes
about that hand shape that's forming on your face.
You're led to... You're led to the front entrance again. This is like a concrete structure that has a lot of glass on it as well. The huge front doors are these thick
glass panels,
smoky black, and they open up. And as you step inside into this huge forum that, you know, it's got stone floors, everything's done in kind of a brass and black kind of coloration.
Sure.
And there is a twinkle of light, and, appearing before you is a tall, cadaverously thin man with very pale skin and huge Coke bottle glasses and haircut that looks as if someone placed a bowl over his head and simply trimmed around it. He's wearing what appears to be a very elegantly suit. And this, you can assume this is an image or a projection of some sort as light plays through it. And you can see dust motes kind of caught up inside the projection. And through speakers in the walls, you hear the same voice saying, "Welcome, welcome to our facility. And to what do we owe the honor of such, there is kind of like an electronic simulation of the same voice that comes through, naming each of you, your professors' names off along with the classes you teach and your how long you've taught. With pink smoke. Welcome. Welcome to the campus.
Forget you heard that name, as bad as they probably say is Vadis's first name.
Well, we are glad to be here. We would like to see the central server room. Would be great.
While they're doing that, can I get a full tour?
Well, unfortunately, we do engage in some very sensitive research with military production as well, and so much of the facility is simply we're not allowed to under current regulations, but the server that contains the software for our games division, of course you can tour, if you will follow this image, please.
Absolutely.
The cadaverous man smiles and lurches off.
I nod and smile at Vadis and Mortimer, like Nilma. Like, yeah, it's working, right?
You're led to an obsidian-colored elevator. The form blinks out and then blinks in to the inside as he kind of does a bow with a come hither sort of gesture with his hands.
I follow.
Following in.
You notice the elevator is circular, and there's a bar that runs around hip level, and there's a big sign on the inside wall that says, please maintain a firm grip.
I maintain a firm grip.
All right, and the capsule plummets. Those of you not stating you were maintaining a firm grip.
We lost someone.
Yeah.
Who did we lose?
The indiscriminate loss we have suffered.
Ah, well, let us give him a second to come back.
He's angry, and he explodes his handhold.
Hop back in when he's able to. So, yes, the elevator plummets very quickly.
Standing a firm grip.
Yes, it is accelerating to the point where your legs are lifted off the ground, and you're holding on for dear life to the bars. The hologram kind of just hovers in space a few inches off the ground, humming the girl from Ipanema. It slows slightly before coming to a crash at the what you can only guess was numerous floors beneath the structure. It has gotten very cold. Your breath is fogging in the air a bit. He says, "Oh, I apologize for the temperature. There are coats inside the hallway here. We got to keep our servers cool after all."
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
The doors open up. And there's a hallway that's covered in ice. There's a small cupboard nearby that, in fact, does have some parkas. And then it just shows the hand of, like, go on in. It's the cadaverous smile.
Are these guest parkas?
Yes.
All right, I'll take a guest parka.
I'll take a guest parka.
All right, so you guys put it on, and you trudge through the hallway. You notice there is a crisp layer of ice condensate on the floors and the walls, and you're actually seeing icicles hanging off the ceilings. You look back, the elevator has closed and has rapidly deployed itself elsewhere. The hologram is gone.
Moving on down.
All right, let's move on down the road.
All right, it opens up into a central cavern, the center of which is a big obsidian block of stone. And it seems to be hooked up to a bunch of cabling that stretches far into the ceiling. Occasionally, you'll see a burst of light, and you'll see like the form of some of these monsters that were on the Pink Smoke campus being sucked down a tube into this obsidian structure.
That looks like the central server. All right, Vadis. Oh, Vadis. Oh.
I actually, I grab Solomon's phone and I turn on the app and I point it at the machine.
Ah, smart.
Nice. Yeah. So inside, the machine shows up again in that pale kind of green color. And on the inside of the machine, you're seeing all these creatures are being essentially decanted out into a small, and they're being processed into small little circuit boards. And out the other end of the machine, they're being stamped into cell phones.
That's self-perpetuating. All right, this is stuff that's draining away Beth's essence. Her Bethence, if you will. I really wanted Vadis to be here to blow this up. Oh, he's back! Good! Say his name three times.
Maybe he's back. His microphone is not lighting up if he is back. Struck dumb.
No.
strangely silent.
That's unfortunate.
Well, while you guys are ogling the room and you looking through the cell phone to see what's going on, you hear, again, microphones placed in the wall. The same cheery voice saying, "Well, now, I'm afraid that you are seeing some proprietary information here on how MS creates its operating systems, and these little boogers here are placed in all kinds of equipment that we ship out, well, all across the world, actually. Keeps everything running perfectly."
That's very interesting.
Please poke around.
Well, that's very kind of you.
So
this is where all the things, this is where like it all happens, huh? Where all the magic happens, hey?
It does, it does.
That is very interesting. Well, well, well. I'm trying to buy time until Mattis comes back, otherwise I gotta have to try something incredibly stupid.
You guys are both feeling a little lethargic. Could be because of the really frigid temperatures in here. Could be other things.
I look at the I just casually swing the app so that it just kind of goes over the guy who's talking and see if, and you know, maybe take a quick picture with the phone. You know, the you know how you can take a picture of what the app shows. You know, screenshot.
Sure. What you see through the phone though is nothing. There's nothing there, according to the phone.
All right. Barring the explosion guy, I've got to do something crazy. I am going to These are extra planar creatures. I'm going to try and draw all the accumulated monsters out of there and just kind of set them loose, hoping that like the massive X flow will like shatter this thing.
How are you going to go about that?
With magic. So I will, unless the explosion guy's back. Oh no. Damn it. All right. So yeah, I will modify a counter spell for summoning, using some recursive runes and incantations I learned from the 37th Hell Zone, and I will try and like undo the containment spell and kind of reamplify the explosive egress.
Okay. Instead of casting a spell, however, you are risking physical danger here. An adventuring role.
Almost as if the person who would be best for this has suddenly disappeared.
I mean, not nearly as good as the other thing, but all right, that's just 2d6 plus nothing. So it's a 7, which is a partial success.
Mm-hmm.
And he's typing in roll 20, and that's not nothing.
Can you hear us, though?
Choose one.
Is this will work? Vadis has been struck dumb by the cold, his mortal enemy.
All right, so I choose one of these of don't get hurt, come out looking good, and get whatever you're after. I'm going to get whatever I'm after, because that's the whole point.
Okay. So,
weren't you already wounded?
Boy, I sure was.
You get taken out after you
get
what
you want. Boy, I sure do.
Well, you don't necessarily suffer the other two just because you choose one. It just really depends on. Let's go ahead. Let's run with it here. So, explain. You get what you want. So, explain how this happens. What does it look like?
All right. So, I put my hands on the side of the obsidian block here, and I chant in some Vulgarian Enochian, maklak maklak tokak. And yeah, there's like glowing purple cracks start to like kind of spider web out from where my hands are laying, and you know then like the shining John Carpenter lights through the cracks, like the like flat panes of light, high keening noise, and then it just like shatters into a million pieces, and all the little critters trapped inside of it are briefly visible as they. Like run out. I mean, the ones that haven't been processed yet, as they like come streaming out and go back to their native plane.
Okay, so here's the downfall for you.
Sure,
you are going to get hurt, so you're going to be taken out of the scene. But what happens to take you out?
Imagine it thrown across the room at the very least.
Well, it's sort of the self-defense system. Tries to intervene before all of this happens. So you're a bit too fast, but you're not fast enough to avoid the beam, which sucks your eternal being out of your fleshy shell.
Suckers, that's someone's already got claim on that, jackass.
Exactly. So as you were saying, the souls are being sent back to their proper, or the beings are sent back to their proper dimension. So where does your soul end up?
What basically looks like a waiting room, like in a low level civil servant or like government building in hell. I got my number. You know, it's like 5,781. There's like
it's in scientific notation.
It's in scientific notation. It's
and there's a sign that says now serving.
Yeah,
number
it's Avogadro's number. Well, here's the souls I was supposed to. Let's see how short I am on the souls I told the infamous one that I'd have for him. I just need one more semester.
All right.
It's at this. It's at this point that I kind of see the body, like the body fall. I'm like, maybe once I get to a safer place, I can take care of this. This is kind of my department.
It's frozen solid, as is Vadis.
At this point, I would like to see if I could request backup from a certain group of minions that were waiting outside. Is there a way I could summon them to me?
I think we did your women, your minions. Wow. your minions as your TA, right? Is that kind of how we did it?
No, my TA is separate of my minions. Oh, okay.
So let me look up minions real quick. How did we do your minions?
I know we had, you allowed me to try and summon to the one plane before, but the Walking Dead, it doesn't really say anything about that. They function effectively as a single embassy, but cannot be hurt except by attacks that would destroy many at once.
Okay, roll plus nothing then.
Goody. Well, the good news is I know I am not going to fail. You want to know why, Bert? Before you say anything, I'm a fatalist. When you miss a roll before the MC tells you what happens, you can mark a burnout box to treat it as a 7 through 9. I'm marking a burnout box. I'm a fatalist. I know I'm going to need them.
Perfect. All right. Mark a burnout box. And yes, you hear the sound of the plummeting elevator again as it smashes into the ground, uncontrolled this time. Pouring out of the elevator are your skeleton minions. They have taken the firearms from the guards out front. Some of them were smashed in the dropping of the elevator, but they they come through shooting their guns into the ceiling, destroying things as they go. One of them's got a cigar in his mouth.
You give skeletons guns?
One of the skeletons has a bunch of gold chains around its neck.
I just look and go. I look and go. Oh yeah, the shortage. I went for the gangsters.
All right, rescued by your skeletons. What do you do?
I look at them and say, I start giving instructions on. Okay, you grab the bodies and let's drag the ice blocks out of here. You. Let's get out of here. Is there any other way out of this room other than the elevator?
No, it looks like it's only the elevator, unless you want to magic a way out.
The elevator. Describe the elevator for me again. Does it have the safety ladder that's required?
You want to take a look? Pop the roof open and take a look? Yes. Yes, it does.
Okay.
Because they are, of course, ISO compliant.
Well, duh, you always want to be compliant. If they're going to get you, they're going to get you for something good, not, oh, look at you, you have a violation. No, you don't do tax evasion, you declare all that stuff. I'm going to start climbing the ladder, and I'm going to have my minions... I'm just going to order my minions carry the bodies up. And we'll have a few of my armed minions go first.
There seems to be a pitched battle outside as your armed minions are shooting down guards on the campus. The guards seem to erupt into sparks whenever they're hit by the bullets from these guns. Somehow, your skeletons seem to have acquired a helicopter. One with a ball cap on is trying to land it nearby as it drops rope ladders.
All I say, I smile. I have the biggest smile on my face as I look to the skeletons that are with me and carry my friends and say, get to the chopper! Get to the chopper!
I wish so.
Do it now!
I wish Solomon was awake to see that.
Very good. Nice. Okay, so your skeletons are able to get you off the campus with minimal amount of fire being taken by the chopper. Are able to get back to Pig Smoke campus where your skeletons land at the chopper on the football quad.
You're going to have some questions like where you got the chopper at some point.
As they hurry off with the bodies of Vadis and King to the
not a, untenured teacher's salary.
I look at you, like, I just imagine me looking at the skeletons and going, huh, I have no idea how they did this.
I've learned not to ask.
I've learned not to ask as well. For all I know, it was a help of someone else. But at this point, I'm going to set up a nice ritual to attempt to bring the soul back to its body as it's proper, since it was, as this is not the proper method of death. We need to make sure the body.
The medical ward can take care of all of that.
Oh, good. Then I don't have to do that. Well, the question I have is: do I want him to? I have that moment where I think I'm like, do I want to attempt to bring him back and have something potentially go wrong to him, or do I want to leave it to the medical department who will do it right?
Oh, he's.
They got
a role for that anyway. So yeah, go ahead, King.
It'll definitely go wrong. For me.
I take him to the medical department. I figure it's better.
So roll plus nothing.
Hospital hospitality.
I'm still having trouble figuring out which two I want to take.
On a 10 plus, you're back to your old self again, like nothing happened. Nice.
Yep. Your contract wasn't up. Being an expert contract negotiator, you actually had a time limit on when your soul could depart. Right. Let's see what happens to Steven if he can roll here. Well, we will leave his fate in the unknowing for a bit. So let's resolve this. How does this all resolve out after King at least gets out of the medical wing? You guys have destroyed the server that is sucking all the monsters out of the cell phones that are connected to the apps.
While I'm convalescing, I'm going to text Beth and see if she can come visit me so I can see how she's doing.
Oh, of course.
So I look if, you know. Because I can act like I'm concerned about her more than my own precious flesh, of which I am very concerned, actually.
All right, Beth will come and see you, and her arm is less red. It's starting to scale over a little bit, like natural healing is occurring.
Looks like it worked. It was that terrible, terrible app that everyone's concerned with.
Oh, good. She stays for a moment, tucking your pillow in, pulling up your blanket a little bit.
Getting some of that Florence Nightingale going.
Well, by my estimations, this body should last at least another 4 semesters. Big smile. Thank you. Well,
that's good. All right. Great.
I make sure to also write a letter to the dean about what's happened and what the current state of the body of the descendant is, and make sure to note that basically just write a report of what's happened.
Oh, you goddamn snitch.
Roll red tape.
Okay, well, this is going to be interesting.
It's roll plus bureaucracy.
Yep. And I actually have at least one of bureaucracy. Please. Ooh, nice.
Fine. Okay. Pick one of the three.
It'll be time consuming. It's a labyrinthine process getting some type of report to the ziggurat of the dean.
Right. Okay. So the bonus there is the dean does look favorably upon you. For keeping him posted. So did you try to backstab anyone in your message?
I did make sure to note that that if there's any fallout with regards to the destruction of the server of the company, it was destroyed by King. That he was the one who intentionally destroyed the property, so that if there's any fallout from that, that all leads back to him.
All right, that's fair. Okay.
As for the making sure the preservation of Pig Smoke officials when there was attempts at removal of their soul in person. That was, of course, I made sure to protect the assets of Pig Smoke.
Nice. All right. Yeah. So you get a few ups for the dean on that, and potentially get in a dig at Mr. King there as well. And as the camera closes on the scene for the day, it is the football field. There's four skeletons still milling around this the helicopter. One of them pulls the cigar from his mouth, looks up, and says, "I love it when a plan comes together."
Oh my god, I've got the A team. Well, it's better than the B team.
Yep, that is true. All right, so I think nobody failed anything they didn't mark.
No, the only thing I failed, I converted to a success.
Okay. All right, then. And let's see, Joshua, you already got your new ability from getting your five marked.
Yes.
Okay, and I don't remember. It has been a while since I actually did much with this. Do you get awarded anything, or do you only get stuff from when you...
It's only when you teach or you fail.
Right.
Or I believe you might get some for publishing, but I don't
remember. Oh, yeah, you do that. You do get things for publishing as well.
Yeah, I was hoping we'd have a little bit of downtime for me to actually try to continue my damn research.
Actually, everybody else got their research roll. So if you want to go ahead and roll to see how many boxes you mark off. You were publishing, right? Let me see what you...
No, I'm delving deeper. I'm still need.
So you haven't started.
I still have to fill out boxes. Yeah. Well, I have the topic, but I haven't gotten enough
boxes. Right. I got you. Yeah. So you actually do. You are in the middle of writing a paper research. So yeah, go ahead. Do your delving deeper and see if you can check off any boxes.
That's unfortunately research.
Ooh,
10.
Nice.
What is that?
So you mark 3 boxes.
Oh, awesome.
Nice.
I'm halfway done. Mm-hmm. On better undead, better zombie body preservation.
Now remember, you can enlist the aid of other professors that would get credit as well. And for each professor that is added, you get to mark a box.
Yeah, we'll wait on that.
Well, okay. You have successfully kept the dean's... well, we're not exactly sure what the relationship is, but someone the dean definitely has care for marauding away and eventually stopped the software entity from spreading its evils further, you guess. Perhaps they were spreading goodness and light. It's hard to tell.
Awesome.
Okay. Yep. And we will end it there.
That's good.
Okay. Good fight. Good night.